Hello, welcome to Juice Podcast. I'm Gwen Douglas.
And I'm Emily Harmon.
And we're here
at Provine.
Forgot where I was all of a sudden.
We've stopped by at the Wine Odyssey, the road home of Greece, in Hall 17 of Provine. And today we're joined by
Gregory.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you for being here.
We've already tasted a couple. We've already tasted a few Assyrticos, but now we're
on to a few wines that Gregory has chosen for us to try today. So what are we trying with you, Gregory?
We started with Assyrtiko, which is like the flagship white variety we have in Greece. It's very well known, I think. There are some also producers outside Greece that they started planting Assyrtiko, yes, like Australia, South Africa, yeah, Turkey, California. It's a very popular variety, and the good thing is that it's a variety that has a lot of freshness, low pH, high acidity levels, even in very hot climates, and this is very interesting for hot regions.
Yeah, you can still manage to get that freshness even
exactly.
With high alcohols.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Cool.
What are we going to try with you first then?
I think to do like the Regina next again if you want. I don't know if you know this traditional style.
I know of it.
I think a lot of people know Retsina, but they don't always maybe associate something positive with
yes.
it. So we're super I'm super open.
You are super honest and you are true. Actually, this is a wine that probably destroyed the reputation of Greek wine, because for many years it was associated with a very low quality, cheap stuff that you drink when you come to Greece in the taverna, which is sometimes crap, not a very good
I mean, there was always that joke, wasn't it, that Greek wine only tastes good when you're on holiday, which sounds really bad, but like, I heard that a lot growing up. It was always like, oh, well, there was that wine I drank in Greece and it felt really good when I was on the beach, and then when I bought it back, it was like, what am I drinking?
Yeah.
But like, a lot of people maybe have that assumption, but it's not the case because there's so many amazing wines coming out of Greece, and there has been for a long time.
Definitely, definitely. We have a lot of indigenous varieties, a great variety to sell to people, but even Regina, which is associated in people's mind with low quality, you can find some really, really good examples today. So I have here two Reginas. These are from Assyrtiko, which is the top variety. So usually they don't use Assyrtiko to make a Regina. You know, no one does that.
But these particular Retsinas are made with that variety.
Yes, because the producer were dedicated and wanted to prove that you can make a great wine, a great Regina wine.
So for our listeners that don't know what Retsina is,
Regina,
what is it?
Probably is the most traditional wine in Greece. This is what my grandfather used to drink, my great-grandfather, my father, and still people drink a lot of Regina. It's a wine which is made by adding, during the fermentation process, the resin of the pine tree, which is a specific species of pine tree.
So white wine, always white wine, and with pine resin added to the wine itself.
It can be also rosé.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah.
And now some people make some like pet nut or sparkling, but the traditional thing is the white wine. And it's actually made mostly in the region around Attica, in Athens, which is the capital of Greece. So they make a lot of Regina there. And a lot of the cheap stuff.
And there was a reason for adding the
It's very traditional. They made this wine since ancient Greece.
So it's very interesting, actually, because when you look at the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans, it was very commonplace for certain things to be added to their wine. So it could be honey, it could be mastic, it could be spices, could be dried flowers.
Yeah.
And I think probably because it was quite rustic winemaking back then.
I mean, we talked about it on the Glühwein episode with this idea of adding spices.
Exactly.
To transport things also, to get rid
of
certain flavors.
Preserve it, oxidized wine, like no temperature control, just adding things in to make it better flavored. Like there's, if you look back at lots of Greek mythology books and old Roman books, there's lots of stories of usually orgies of lots of concubines and all of this sort of very interesting thing. But they talk about these wines that have all these different things added at the same time, and it was very much something that was quite it was quite well known that that's what yes. was being added and being very much enjoyed.
It was very common.
The festivities of those times. Yes.
Okay, so they used to do that in ancient Greece, and they used to seal amphora, clay amphoras,
yes.
with resin, and so slowly, gradually, this flavor...
They enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah. So the style is like drinking a very herbal wine. You get a lot of sage aromas, you get a lot of mastic aromas, a lot of pine aromas in the wine. It's a very, very specific style. Some people love it. Greeks love it. Some
I mean,
other
I love
people
pine, so I'm
hate it.
Down with the pine.
Yes. I also heard that Korea also, in Korea, they
really?
Have a lot of pine-scented drinks. Even they drink like RTDs with pine flavor.
I mean, I think it's because I lived in Canada for a long time. We've got a lot of pine trees,
yes.
too.
What do you mean they drink what with pine-scented?
They even have like refreshments.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's made
okay.
from cans, or even they have some low alcohol.
Retsina for the teetotaler.
Yes, so it's very, very traditional. The thing is that nowadays what you find is you find in the market some very good wines made from addition of pine resin. So people moved from the cheap, low quality thing just to. Because in the 60s they didn't have the technology,
right.
So they added the resin just to mask any deficiencies in the wines and any bad flavors, a lot of resin, so everything was okay. Nowadays what they do and what changed is that they use high quality fruit, good wine making techniques, and they just add resin as a complexity to the wine.
Okay.
So you get like the flavors and the complexity. But, you know, it's very different from what it used to be.
Well, I'm really excited to try, because I don't know if I've ever had any very good versions, so...
Okay.
Yes, let's dive in.
Let me find the bottles first.
we'll post a picture of all the bottles he has to contend with.
So, the first wine is made in Attica region. The name of the winery is Gikas Winery, and the name of the wine is called Pine Forest.
Oh, it's very evocative already, isn't it? Just with the name.
The label is very nice,
yes.
too.
So 100% Assyrtiko, and this is like a new style, as we say. I don't know if you like it or not, but always when we drink Retsina in Greece, we have food together.
It's a food wine.
So it's a very food-friendly, especially the Greek way. So when you drink, when eating Greece, everything is in the table, mixed. So you have like fish, very salty food, meat at the same time.
This is very delicious, actually.
Yes, the only wine that can stand this one is Retsina, this combination.
Something wrapped in grape leaves would be delicious. So you got that like green...
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there's like this pininess, but then this sort of like honeyed note, but then it's almost like nutty, but like, yes. When I say nutty, it's almost like the pith of nut, like the kernel almost, but like, or like tree bark, like it's this very sort of wet, slightly damp nut smell.
No, I totally feel you on that.
Yeah.
This is very nice, actually.
And also it's very refreshing, as you can see, like the acidity is there, very well balanced. You have the fruit and you have also the herbal aromas coming from the pine resin, but you have a very nice balance. This is the key point here. You have a very good balance. Nothing is dominating. Mm-hmm. You don't have like dominated flavors from the pine.
I can imagine that selling really well in Japan, because it's almost got this sort of like grapey quality.
Oh, I really quite like that.
Mm. Okay,
I can totally see this with wrapped grape leaves or
cheese, totally.
Like little snacky
mezze.
Yeah, exactly. Yum.
So we have another version, which is called Tear of the Pine.
Again, it's quite romantic, isn't it?
Yes. Because actually this is what they use. They use the tear of the pine tree to add to during the fermentation. This is a winery which is called Kichris Winery, which is one of the leaders in production of Retsina. They make all different styles. They even have a Petnat, a Rosé. They have this one, which is the first premium Retsina ever made in Greece. So this is like a very expensive bottle for the standards of Retsina.
Okay.
Usually you'd have to pay like 1 euro or 2 euro in the supermarket for the cheap stuff. And this one costs retail price 15 to 16 euros in Greece. So it's
outside of Greece, yes. But a little bit.
Yes.
And I can see from the neck of the bottle quite a few awards, the International Wine Challenge, Cantor Awards, various different things. It's getting lots of gold medals. So
and also you are going to find this one in 3-star Michelin restaurants. Top restaurants around the world. It's a 2017, although in Retsina production you don't have to mention the vintage in the label.
Okay.
It's by law, okay. And this one is made again from 100% acidico, which also has been barrel fermented.
Okay.
So probably it's more like a Burgundy.
Okay.
With a bit of resin aromas. And definitely this one can age also.
Ooh. It's almost like fresh pine, isn't it, this one? It's almost got this like pine slash verbena, almost like this very light lifted. That sounds really nice.
And also mastic here. I don't know if you have the flavor of mastic.
Cypress.
We have a lot of mastic in. We even, you know, it's very, very sage.
Wow, the sage.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Oh, that's delicious. It's like drinking incense. This is like, have you ever burnt white sage?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of that. That's very nice, actually. That's quite impressive.
Really delicious. That's really good.
I think the sagey quality. He's completely right. Sage, 100%.
Like,
laurel, sage.
I want to eat this with bangers and mash.
Oh, that's actually quite cool.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good call. Bangers and mash. Sausage.
Yeah. Just like a country sausage and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so good.
Yeah.
I know what you mean about English sausages that have the herbs and everything inside.
Or even the taste of Brandenburg at the Standard Pizza in Berlin.
Yeah.
The sausage.
With rosemary.
Yeah.
Actually
really nice.
Well, when we don't know in Greece what to match with our food, we choose Retsina. Especially, this one is very good with salty fish.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, that's really
because
yummy.
The flavor is quite intense. So
a friend of ours has a pizza restaurant in Berlin called Standard Pizza, and it's called The Taste of Brandenburg. And there's like salami, rosemary, there's a white sauce, there's no tomato sauce, this
it's
sort of thing.
Great.
It's very Italian.
This
style.
Would be delicious with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
So this is
I'm
really
happy to try that.
Actually.
Thank you, because
thank
that
you
sort of
much.
Changed
my
mind.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, actually, this was a mind changer, like a game
even
changer.
Lasagna.
In Greece.
Yum.
I think it's very food friendly, and even if you don't like it, you know, alone without food, there is a reason that they make this wine in Greece. It's still a big part of the production. It's more like 10% of the total Greek production is Retsina. 10%, which is like a huge amount.
Yeah, yeah.
But these wines, you know, they go Retsina to the next level. So these guys try to prove how to make a high quality Retsina, and I think you tasted it again.
Yes.
I think it's quite delicious.
So we'd like to thank you so much for actually like completely opening my eyes to a different.
I'm totally blown away with that, because that's definitely changed my mind. I'm definitely
not my expectation at all. It was really fab. Thank you so much.
It was lovely
for
thank you.
Letting us taste a couple
for the
of the wines and for letting us record you here at ProVine.
And for those that want to check out websites.
Yes, it's Enterprise Greece. So it's like a governmental association, and they promote every Greek product outside Greece. So if you go to the site like Enterprise Greece, if you Google, then you can find more information about not just wine, but almost everything that we export in Greece.
Great.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
So
everybody check out that site. And until next time, you can find us on
Instagram at juice.podcast.
And on Twitter at juice_podcast.
And also on our website at juice.show. Get yourself a tote bag that can tote around 7 or 8 bottles of wine. Until then.
Until next time. Thank you again.
Thank
cheers.
You.
How do you say cheers in Greek?
Yamas.
Yamas.